What's up, guys? Welcome to the Elite Sports Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Ryland, and our special guest, Jack, also known as BearsFan23 on TikTok. Everybody go follow him. Today, we're going to be going over some free agency predictions, our draft quarterback predictions of how they will turn out, and some news like the Russ drama and all that. But the first thing we're going to be doing is ranking the quarterbacks based on how we think they'll turn out in the NFL. I'll go first. And on number five, I have Sam Ellinger. He has good pocket awareness, I think, from watching his film. He could be a little bit better with his arm, but I think he has potential. Number four, Mac Jones. I mean, he led the Alabama team. And number three, Zach Wilson. I don't think he's worth the second pick. I think he's more of like a 10th round pick or 10th overall pick, but he'll be good. And number two, Trey Lance. I think he'll surprise a lot of people. I think he will. And number one, Trevor Lawrence. He's going to exceed his expectations. Possibly a rookie of the year. Maybe MVP, maybe. Ryland, what's yours?
So five, I have Justin Fields. I think he could either be like really good or just have complete bust. Four, Trey Lance, and then three, Mac Jones. He led the team to a championship. Two, I have Zach Wilson, and then one, Trevor Lawrence.
All right, Jack.
At number five, I have Mac Jones. Number four, Trey Lance. Number three, Zach Wilson. Number two, Justin Fields. And number one, Trevor Lawrence.
All right. Next, the news. There are two things that happened, and that's the Russell Wilson drama and the J.J. Watt signing. I'm going to start off with the J.J. Watt signing. I think it was a good signing for them, for the Cardinals. I don't know. I think it was good for J.J. Watt. I think people are saying, oh, we should have gone to a Super Bowl team, a team not in the NFC West. I could kind of agree, but I feel like he just makes the team better. And with the Russ drama, I don't think he'll get traded just because of his contract. He can decline a trade if he wanted to. But if he does, I see him going to the Raiders or the Bears, which I do not. I hope not. He does not go to the Bears, but it's possible. Ryland, what do you think?
All right. With the J.J. Watt trade, I think it's a good trade for the Cardinals, just adding more dominance to that defense. And then with the Russ situation, as a Seahawks fan, I hope he gets out of there. I just feel like our O-line is terrible, and our division is just so hard. We're not going to win games if our O-line is going to keep playing like that. And I feel like Russ deserves better. And I feel like he could go to Chicago or even the Saints.
Jack, what do you think?
The J.J. Watt signing was a good signing by the Cardinals. I think they're going to be a sleeper team for the Super Bowl, and I think they're going to win the NFC West. With the Russ situation, he's probably not going to be traded, but if he does, I see him going to the Raiders or the Bears.
All right. The next thing, and also the last thing, we're going to be doing free agency predictions of where we think these free agents will go. So I'll start with the first one, Dak. I think he'll re-sign. I think he makes the Cowboys better than Andy Dalton. And I think if they fill up that defense, they can be a good team. Ryland?
Dak Prescott, I think he'll get re-signed again.
And Jack?
Probably get re-signed.
All right, and the next one, Trent Williams, offensive tackle. I think he'll get re-signed, being they're pretty valuable. Ryland?
I also say he gets re-signed.
Jack?
Re-signed.
All right, the next one, this one was like the hardest one for me, Allen Robinson. I see him going to the Ravens. I think he said he wanted to win a Super Bowl, and they're kind of a Super Bowl team. Ravens or Browns, I say. But if Russ goes, I think he'll stay. Ryland?
I agree with you. If Russ goes, I think Allen Robinson will re-sign. But I think there's a lot of teams he could go to. I think he could go to the Ravens, or I don't think he'll go to the Browns, but yeah, just Ravens or possibly even resign, even if Russ doesn't go there.
All right, in the next one, oh no, Jack, you have to say yours on A-Rob.
Yeah, the Bears haven't made a move to franchise tag him yet, but he might resign if we get Watson or Wilson. But if I think he'll resign if we get Watson, but if not, he's probably going to go to the Ravens.
All right, and the next one, Justin Simmons. I see him signing a franchise tag just because of the Broncos situation. Rylan?
I actually have him resigning.
Okay, and Jack?
He'll probably resign.
Next one, Chris Godwin. I actually have him going to the Raiders. I think he'll be good on the Raiders if they keep Carr. So that's why I have him going to the Raiders. Rylan?
What you said. I also have him going to the Raiders.
Jack?
I have him re-signing because they just won a Super Bowl and they're going to try to keep the whole team together, but they can't. But I think they're going to re-sign Chris Godwin.
I actually think he'll get re-signed as well.
All right, and Shaq Barrett, another buck. I think he'll get tagged, franchise tagged, just because their cap situation is going to become tough. Ryland?
Yeah, their cap situation is going to become really tough, so I also think he gets tagged.
Yeah, he'll probably get tagged.
Aaron Jones, this one was another hard one for me. I don't think he'll get franchise tagged with the Packers, and I don't even want him. Like, I'd like him on the team, but I don't want to pay him. I wouldn't want them to pay him. But I see him going to the Bills or the 49ers. Most people are saying the Jets or the Dolphins. I say Bills or 49ers. Because the Bills lack run game. Devin Singletary is just not it. And 49ers, Raheem Mostert, he could be good, but I feel like Aaron Jones would be better. Ryland?
That good of a running back, I think you should never pay him that much. So I think he'll get traded like to the Dolphins or just a team that's, or even maybe, yeah, just the Dolphins, I think.
Jack?
I don't think he'll re-sign or get tagged by the Packers since you guys already have AJ Dillon. I think he'll probably sign with the Dolphins and then go to the Dolphins.
The next one, Kenny Golladay. I actually see him going to the Bears if they don't get Russ, because I think Robinson will be gone. Ryland?
I actually have him going to the Raiders unless, like, Allen Robinson goes there, but I think him or Allen Robinson will go to the Raiders.
Okay, Jack?
I think he'll go to the Colts because they need to move on from T.Y. Hilton because he's getting old, so...
Okay, the next one, Corey Lindsley. Packers said they aren't re-signing him. I wish we were. He could be a top five center. You can argue he's top five, but I see him going to the Dolphins. They have one of the worst offensive lines. He would make it better. Rylan?
I actually see him going to the Seahawks because their offensive line is just horrible.
Jack?
I have him going to the Seahawks as well.
Alright, the next one, Juju Smith-Schuster. This one's an interesting one, because Chase Claypool made a TikTok saying he wanted Juju back since Ben is back. And they weren't doing too bad. I think he's a little bit overhated, so I see him getting franchise tagged for a year. Ryland?
I think he gets franchise tagged as well, because I think he obviously wants to stay there, as he said. So I think he gets tagged.
The next one, Levante David. I think he gets a short deal and re-signs, like, maybe a one-year or two-year. Ryland?
Yeah, I say he signs, like, a one-year, just small contract.
Oh, Jack, I never asked you about Juju. What do you think about Juju getting?
I saw that Chase Claypool TikTok. I think Juju's probably going to re-sign with the Steelers.
All right, and I skipped this one, but Hunter Henry, tight end. I think he's pretty valuable just because of how many tight ends are in free agency. There's, like, none. So I see him going to the Jags. I think him and Trevor Lawrence would be pretty good. Rylan?
Hunter Henry, I don't know. Honestly, I just think he'll get traded somewhere. But I just don't think he'll re-sign.
And Jack?
Hunter Henry, I have him going to the Patriots.
The next one, John Johnson. I have him re-signing. I think he's underrated. He has better stats than Buda Baker. People don't realize it. I think Buda Baker's a little bit better, but I think he's underrated. Ryland?
I actually was looking at this guy's stats yesterday, and I think he will re-sign. He's a very good player. So, yeah.
Jack?
I also have him re-signing. I was looking at his highlights, and the Rams are going to try and keep the defense together just because they lost their defensive coordinator.
Yeah. And, Jack, I never asked you about Levante David. Where do you think he's going?
Short deal, because they obviously don't have that much money to pay everyone, but I think he'll take a cheap deal.
Yeah, and that was the last one. So that's going to conclude the podcast. Everybody go follow Jack on TikTok and Instagram and everything. But peace out. See y'all.
Peace!